I suppose it goes without question that one of the most important aspects of photography is the techniques that we use. Photography, at least the execution of photography, is all about techniques. We have a toolbox full of techniques that is the accumulation of our wisdom, the tools we use, the tutorials we've been through, the software we employ, etc. The trick is that all of these techniques, of course, need to serve the creative vision. They don't need to dominate it. That's the problem with techniques, is they can so easily become an end in themselves. An HDR, which I talked about in the text commentary with this image, is one of those techniques that is now being overly used by lots of people just because they can. In all the classic technique books that Ansel Adams wrote, he emphasized that anytime you use a technique that is obvious because of the technique, then it's probably not done right. In his case, it was if you've over-dodged or over-burned an image, and you can see that it's dodged or burned, it's probably not right. What you want is the technique to get the message across without becoming visible in and of itself. That is to say, technique is supposed to be perfectly transparent. What is supposed to come through is the emotional content of the photograph. And that's why we published Jim Lawrence's work. He uses this HDR technique, but the thing he photographed was very shiny, very new, very reflectant of the light, and the technique that he used to create that makes it feel right to my eye. I love the fact that this is an HDR technique that feels like the light is just coming out of these metallic pipes, because that's what it feels like when you're standing there. When I look at this photograph by Jim Lawrence, it feels as though I were standing there. Now, I know it's not photographically accurate the way film would produce it or the way a normal exposure would produce it. I know, because I'm a photographer, that he's used this HDR technique. But emotionally, the picture looks like the subject feels. That's the match that we're always looking for in technique, and the one that Jim Lawrence pulls off so successfully.